This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Is it warm in the studio, Nicole? Nicole's down to like a little camisole. She looks great.
It is a little bit. I just prepared for going home.
I see.
So, oh.
Yeah, she's the new human, 1 foot out the door already.
Well, I don't know. I don't want that. No. I just know because sometimes the AC in my car works and doesn't. So I'm preparing all.
Hey, can I ask a question? Mm-hmm. I don't know this. Like I've heard that people get their AC in their car charged. Do you have to do that for your house too? Like my AC just does not, it just can't keep up.
I don't think so. What is that stuff called? Freon?
Freon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the same deal at all. Yeah,
so what do I do at home? I'm going to call someone and be like,
oh, it's not working?
It just can't keep up. Like it can't lower the temperature in the house. And the air that's coming out of the vents, it's cool, but it's not cold. I'm like, what's going on here? I know. Like
I got a guy, but I can't. Yeah, I don't think he'll go to Mill Valley.
Yeah, you're pretty far from me.
Mike Ronzano, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Mike Ronzano.
You got to get a guy.
HVAC guy. Yeah, I mean, it just seems like that doesn't seem right. Like it should get cold. We don't have a huge house. Like, why don't I just turn the thing on and suddenly it's 70 degrees in here?
We turned ours on for the first time last night.
How'd it go?
And it went fine. Yeah,
took it right down.
Yes.
Your house is twice the size of my house. Stuff should work.
You know what's trippy? We have two air conditioning units.
Oh, zoned. Top and bottom floor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wish we had that. Wish we had one that went just to my room. That's the only one I care about, really. That's where I got to go to sleep. I don't care about the rest of these people. Have fun.
You know? I woke up in the middle of the night and I was hotter than hell.
So you turned it on.
Well, no. I had turned it on before bed, got the place down, cooled down, and then it switched. You know those Nest things,
there's like a timing. So when you get into the next time zone, it's...
So I woke up and it was like 75 and I was under a blanket and that's just too hot. That is way too hot.
That is ridiculous.
Do you max out your AC when you turn it on, Sarah?
Who, me? Mm-hmm. No, I put it 2 degrees lower than whatever the temperature of the house is, and I figure once it gets to that, I'll go 2 degrees lower than that.
Sure.
I'm reading about it right now. And
oh yeah, what does it say?
You're not supposed to have to replace your freon, like how you do a car.
Yeah.
Because so you have to replace your unit, but in some cases you just turn it on to max settings so that it somehow forces your freon into the unit.
Oh.
And, so try that.
John always says we're not supposed to do that. I'm going to go yell at him right now. So you're saying max the thing out. All right.
Just hold on.
Kind of get it moving.
First do celebrity trash, then go yell at him.
No, I got to go, man. I got my personal healthitude to worry about.
I like the impromptu John requests. John!
John!
I want bacon for dinner.
I know. I wish that he got up earlier. It'd be fun to torture during the show. Anyway, Nicole, I noticed that you also put up a picture. It was so cute. You know, a lot of people were bummed this weekend because it was supposed to be Bottle Rock. And, you know, I, for one, really look forward to Bottle Rock. And this year I was particularly psyched and we had a place to stay and we were like ready for it. And Nicole put up did you see this post, Vinny, on her Instagram, which is Nicole_DeJesus, leave off the last S for safety. And she had like this little hippie outfit on, like a little flower daisy chain around her head. Oh my God. So good, like laying on her belly with her feet kicked up in the air. I was like, oh, that should be happening.
It was funny
there.
Because we were social distancing in a park and my friends were we were just talking and they were picking the grass and the weeds and they made the flower crowns. And my friends were like, we were supposed to be at Bottle Rock. And then when they put it on, I was like, well, there's your Bottle Rock vibes.
Right.
There it is. Yeah. And you did it. I thought that was one of the cutest posts. I'm like, that is just what Instagram needed.
I thought so.
Yeah, very nice. All right, Celebrity Trash brought to you by The Check-In in partnership with our friends from the Bay Club. We'll be doing that in about half an hour. Looking forward to hearing what's going on with Queen Annie. Earlier this year, I can't remember when this happened. Everything's all blending together, but Journey fired some people in the band. And it was their rhythm section. I don't know if you recall. Their bassist, Ross Valley, who's a longtime Journey member. And Steve Smith, a longtime Journey
These guys
member.
Had pulled some sort of hostile takeover move, though. That's what the firing was about.
I can't even remember what it was about. Like, I was sitting here thinking, like, was it a political thing was it something about the name, Vinny? Like name was owned by some company, but in essence, it was actually owned by Steve Perry, right?
What I won't pretend to know all the details, but I do know that it was these two guys who felt like the band name and sort of brand had been taken by other members of the band, and they wanted either their cut to be the same or
bigger.
I don't know what all the details are, and it's really weird how bands, because you're familiar with this, you were in bands growing up, you get in a band and you're just these people hoping to make it, you know, but you don't know stuff.
No.
And these bands finally start to make it, and I've told you about my buddy who got burned royally because he thought they were brothers. Like, everybody in the band were best friends.
Right.
And they built this thing together. Meanwhile, the business side of things were very different.
The one guy got it.
Ahead for business had been putting his name on everything. And when it came time to disband, they found out they weren't getting the same cuts at all.
Yeah,
and that was only after the fact. And so these guys they have their gripes, but in my opinion, Journey is Neil Sean. Period. I mean, it's Neil Sean and Steve Perry, but Steve Perry wasn't even there when it started.
No,
it's Neil Sean.
I don't even think he was the second singer in the band.
Right.
Yeah. So I agree with you. Like, that is probably who Journey is, but who knows who wrote what? And, you know, that's sort of what it comes down to. Anyway, they wound up firing Ross Valerie and Steve Smith, the drummer and the bass player. So they fired the rhythm section. And now they have announced that a very famous former member is returning. And this guy, I actually saw the only time I ever saw Journey was in 1986. Bryan Adams opened. And this guy was on stage in a black shirt with huge white polka dots, or possibly a white shirt with huge black polka dots. Who can remember? It was 35 years ago. Mm-hmm. And playing the bass, and his name was Randy Jackson. And
That's
you
right.
probably know him better as the former American Idol judge. Oh, dog. I don't know. It wasn't too good, dog. He has been named the band's permanent bassist. And they've also hired a drummer named Narada Michael Walden, whose name is super familiar to me. I'm not sure why I've heard that name.
Was he then, in the band at one point in the past?
I don't know. I do not know.
Maybe that's why you know his name. They may have brought him back, and that's why you know.
Look up Narada. I mean, there can't be too many Narada Waldens out there. Narada Michael Walden. And a keyboardist vocalist named Jason Derlatka.
Wait a minute. Does that mean Jonathan Cain's out?
No, Jonathan Cain is still in, which I thought was really weird because I thought the same thing when I saw that. But there is a video out now with these new guys.
Two keyboard players.
I'll get to the video part and you can.
All right.
And I don't know if Bryn has that queued up. So Randy was on the 86 album Raised on the Radio. And the subsequent tour, he said, "The boys are back" on Instagram. Neil Sean called Journey an ever-changing, unstoppable force. Oh, there's a picture of Randy with the bass. They're entering a completely new chapter. So they did a social isolation video of them doing Don't Stop Believin'. So with the new lineup, and there's, the Pineda, mm-hmm. and Arnel Pineda.
Yeah,
that
something
guy.
Like that.
There he is. Mm-hmm. There's the singer. Let's hear a little bit of this. So there's Jonathan Cain. And then they're all of a sudden going to show the other dude also playing keyboards.
God, he is nailing that vocal.
He over-enunciates a little too much for me. But he's
I understand why you would, you know, he's not the guy. But dang, he's pretty darn close.
Yep. And he's a rock star. Like, look at him. His whole look has changed. And oh, here we go. Here's
boy.
Neil.
That's so cool.
So good. So at some point they will fly. If you want to look at it, they'll flash to it. There is another keyboard player in there. I don't know why they need to.
I'll put this video up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh, perfect. That's a perfect place for it.
Whoa.
So anyway.
Journey working the double bass back there. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Wow. They're, they're still here, you guys. Remember Journey, always. Bono, what was that?
The second keyboardist, I just saw him.
Yeah, I just saw him too, the guy in the hat. Yeah, I still don't get it. It must be a vocal
singing.
Thing.
Must be, right, who knows. Maybe, maybe he's like, I've only got two hands here. You know, the guy's like, I got two more. Bono, he had handwritten out the lyrics for I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. I assume these are when they were writing the song, not just that like last night he scribbled it down. They were auctioned off for coronavirus relief, and they brought in, anybody want to take a guess? Bono's handwritten lyrics for U2's I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For.
I'm going to say $1 million.
$92,000.
Oh,
I would have said more too. I saw that and I went, oh, is that all? There were some diehard U2 fans.
But that's not, I was going to ask this, that's not originally the written lyrics.
That's what I'm wondering. Like,
no,
is it from the notebook or?
Right. For someone to post that on like a wall or something.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
I guess
song.
You'd frame it and
sure.
It is one of their iconic songs.
You
92
know,
grand,
U2,
that's all.
U2 was my first big concert.
Oh, yeah?
Like, I'd been to a bunch of shows, a bunch of punk shows, and a bunch of, like, you know, at UCI.
But the big production
and,
like, a stadium.
The big stadium concert was a U2 show, and it would have been, I don't know if the Unforgettable Fire was before.
Oh, that's early on.
Yeah, yeah, it was early on. It was, like, their first, I think it was their first stadium tour.
How old do you think you were? Like, mid-80s?
I was probably, like, 11 or 12.
Oh, geez. When their first record's Boy, right? And that's in the 70s.
And then the second record was what? Unforgettable Fire?
I feel like that was one of the early on ones. I don't know.
I don't know, but I saw them very early on, and it was, I remember it being just a big deal.
And I have one more thing. This is also going up for auction, although they're not saying here that it's going to benefit COVID-19. Someone just wants to get rid of Elvis Presley's rhinestone-studded jockstrap. Can you please pull up a picture of this so that Vinny can see this? This thing is fancy. It's not fancy. It's like someone took the Ronco rhinestone studder. Remember that when everyone was like bedazzling things? And someone just like put the initials E. You know, remember like on 70s television?
Oh, sure.
Like you could bedazzle your jeans. It's so ugly. It looks like a rotten old jockstrap. And someone just put a bunch of diamonds, you know, rhinestones, and then Elvis Presley. It looks dirty. I mean, look at the
waistband.
Wait a
minute. So you're saying he wore that under his outfits, and this is his...
They are saying Elvis Presley had a rhinestone-studded jockstrap with his initials on the band, and it's for sale. It is being auctioned.
Gross.
I know.
No.
Through Paul Frazier Collectibles, and they expect that to fetch $36,000. The auction house, yeah, I know. Not like, I'll wait for something else from Elvis Presley to be on the auction block.
If I have $36,000 cash in my pocket, I'm going straight to the Harley-Davidson dealer and buying a motorcycle.
Why do you spend your money that way? Put that
away. Well, I don't spend my money that way. What I'm saying is if I had that kind of cash laying around, I'm not buying Elvis Presley's jock strap.
No matter how bedazzled it is.
But it's this never been washed.
No doubt. It doesn't look
like it's ever been washed. I'm getting my motorcycle and I'm driving over to Brin's and I'm breaking him out of the house and we're going for a ride.
Oh, boy, yeah. Let's go cruising.
Please be careful, you guys. Motorcycles kill. It's extravagant, absurd, sexually potent. It isn't sexually potent, by the way, in any way, shape, or form. This rhinestone-studded jockstrap is pure Elvis Presley. I'm sure the new owner won't be able to resist wearing it out on a Saturday night. The Elvis magic will work wonders, I'm certain. A rare opportunity to own an intimate piece of the king. I wonder if my dad's interested in this. That's what the auction house says about it, by the way, that whole quote. Just the auction house.
Why would
Dad,
he be?
Dad, don't be interested in that. All right.
He's not.
What's coming up? I hope not. Let's just hope. I feel like he's got good sense, you know? He does love the king. All right, Vin, what's coming up?
We're going to talk to Annie right after these.
Oh, right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.